Genesis. BBC Radio 6. Music. Right now, it's Stuart McConey's Freak Zone.
Inutile de regarder en arrière, perdu dans la musique,
crétin
va te faire foutre.
Les money, ils sur la table. Il money, sur la table, sir.
The palace of excess leads to the palace of excess.
I mean, that is entirely different, of course, to Sister Sledge's version, but I think it's still totally in the spirit of kind of abandonment to music that Niles and Nard, Rodgers and Edwards would have wanted. The Falls version of Lost in Music from the Infotainment Scam, getting us underway on the Freak Zone for tonight. Thank you, Now Playing. I'll tell you more about what is upcoming tonight after, well, let's get underway, Pop Pickers, with this, the chart-bound sound of Sightless Pit.
Thank you. tuning in to the Freight Zone.
Interesting pieces there, and no mistaking that beautiful piece is Kelly Moran's new single. It comes from an album called Fieldworks, put together by Stuart Hyatt, centred around the endangered Indiana bat. People like Mary Lattimore, Sarah Davachi, Machine Fabric, and Kelly Moran, all names well known on this programme, have made these records. Kelly Moran said, Stuart sent me a folder with dozens and dozens of bat samples, and I combed through them all until I found one that resonated with me, this gentle rhythmic pulse. And it's co-founded by the Arts and Humanities Institute of Indiana University and the National Geographic Society. It really is lovely, that. Sodalis, the name of that pit. And before it, Sightless Pit, you will know if you play Skyrim The Elder Scrolls, is a particularly nasty trap in that video game. But it's also the dark and witchy sort of supergroup composing Lee Buford from The Body, Christian Hayter from Lingua Ignota, and Dylan Walker from Full of Hell. And that track from the Grave of a Dog album is called Drunk on Marrow. So, what have we got for you tonight on the Freak Zone? We have a beginner's guide to my fave new genre, Dungeon Synth, some harp music inspired by the remote Outer Hebrides, a sax and drum noise duo from Australia, Japanese jazz, Tony Allen and Hugh Masekela, and radiophonic-style synth tone poems based on the abduction by aliens of a policeman in Todmorden in 1980. And our featured album is the second, I'm going to resist the temptation again to say sophomore, the second album from Per Ubu, Dub Housing. Came out in 1978, busy year. That was the year that their debut, The Modern Dance, came out too. Dub Housing came out on Chrysalis Records. And Trouser Press said, simply one of the most important post-punk records. We'll hear two tracks and see if we agree. From Dub Housing, 78, Per Ubu, Navi and On the Surface.
Yeah.
excellent stuff from Per Ubu, On the Surface, before it Navi, both those tracks come. In fact, they're the opening two tracks from Dub Housing of 1978, their second album. David Thomas, the singer, is the only constant in Per Ubu, and he himself regards this as their masterpiece. That title, Dub Housing, we think is an allusion to the rows of identical concrete public housing units in Baltimore, presumably because it reminded them a bit of dub, of the repetitive and echoing sounds of dub music, which they were very much into. And also, Jehovah's Witnesses referred to themselves as dubs, apparently. I didn't know that. And lead singer David Thomas was, at one point, a Jehovah's Witness. Anyway, the cover of the album, by the way, shows 3206 Prospect Avenue near downtown Cleveland, where a lot of the band lived while the album was being recorded. Dub Housing is regarded as a post-punk classic, and there will be more tracks from it. It's our featured album for tonight later in the show. This is from a new album called Scarlet and Blue by Sari. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Sari, or Sari, who sent me this record. They are Emma, Jan and Andy, and they said, we're sending our music, we thought it might be a good fit for the Freak Zone, which we love. It's our debut EP, and it comes through our bassist's Micro label. So from the album, oh sorry, from the EP Scarlet and Blue, this is the title track.
Thank you. This is the Freak Zone.
Six music.
Pretty glorious, isn't it? Roman Angelos, who made that record, is the nom de plume of the Brooklyn-based producer, composer and multi-instrumentalist Rich Bennett, who is obsessed, as you can probably tell, with library music, Ghostbox records, 70s TV themes, the Radiophonic Workshop, Ronnie Hazel's Lost, etc., all that good stuff that we're into. And Spacetronic Lunchbox is his debut album. 11 tracks, short tracks indeed, almost too short, but that was Why Am I Old? Clocking in at 1 minute 46, a bit of an epic on Spacetronic Lunchbox. And before that, Sarah McNeil is a harpist based in Stenhousemuir in Scotland, first-class honours graduate of the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland, and her debut EP, North Bay, for harp and string quartet and FX pedals and percussion is, I think, definitely inspired by the islands of Barra and Vatasay and time she spent there as a child in the Outer Hebrides. And before that, Sairi, I'm guessing is how you pronounce that track. Thank you for sending me that, guys, from Sairi. You can always send me things, any musicians out there, to the first floor of Dock House, BBC, Media City, UK, Salford, M52LH. And Scarlet and Blue came from their EP of the same name. Still to come, we got more from our featured album by Per Ubu, but a great track from Party Dozen after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
It's 8:30, I'm Harvey Cook. The Queen has said she believes that if people remain united and resolute, then Britain will overcome the coronavirus. In an address to the nation in the past half hour, she said the disruption caused by the pandemic had brought grief to some and financial difficulties to many. The Queen also thanked staff on the NHS front line and those who were staying at home and following government guidance.
I hope in the years to come, everyone will be able to take pride in how they responded to this challenge. And those who come after us will say the Britons of this generation were as strong as any. That the attributes of self-discipline, of quiet, good-humoured resolve, and of fellow feeling still characterise this country.
Scotland's chief medical officer will no longer appear in coronavirus TV adverts after flouting her own advice that people should not leave their homes unnecessarily during the lockdown. Dr. Catherine Calderwood made family trips on two consecutive weekends. The Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, has told people it's mission critical to follow social distancing rules to protect the NHS. It follows reports of many parks being busy during this weekend's good weather. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer for England, Jenny Harris, said it was too early to forecast how and when social distancing rules would be relaxed.
The very last thing we want to do is have put in all of this effort with everybody trying to do the right thing, almost everybody, across the country, and then find we lift the lid too early and we have a second spike. It will waste the effort that we've put in, and we still need to get over that very first hump, really.
The number of people who've died after testing positive for COVID-19 in the UK has reached almost 5,000. The figure rose by 621 in the past day. That's a slight drop from yesterday. In other news, the Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer has announced the senior members of his new shadow cabinet. Annalise Dodds has been named shadow chancellor. His leadership rival Lisa Nandy has been appointed shadow foreign secretary. And that's the BBC News. I'm back with more at 9:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music. Now on BBC Sound.
6 Music.
Isn't that fantastic? That's blown the cobwebs away, hasn't it? The new single from the Sydney alt noise duo Party Dozen, who are saxophonist Kirsty Tickle and percussionist Jonathan Boulay. That comes from their forthcoming second LP, Pray for Party Dozen. And it is a new single called The Great Ape, and I love that. Per Ubu were, at the time of recording, dub housing. Tony Herman on guitar, Alan Ravenstein on synth, Tony Memone on bass, Scott Krause on the drums, and David Thomas on vocals and piano. Much of them living in that block in Cleveland. that you can see on the front of the album. Their second album, a post-punk classic. Here are a couple more tracks from it, as it is our featured album for tonight. Firstly, Dub House in the title track, and then Ubu Dance Party. We'll be right back. Great stuff from the Ubu, as no one calls them. Pere Ubu, who took their name, of course, from Alfred Jarry's plays of the turn of the century, wasn't it? Early part of the last century. Dubhousing is the name of the album. Dubhousing and Ubu Dance Party were the two tracks you heard there. This is new and great. Soccer 96, you will know we've played them on this show before. Synth and drums duo of Danalog and Betamax, Dan Levers and Max Hallett, who are also two-thirds, of course, of the Comet is coming. They're joined here by Alabaster de Plume, who we've also played a great deal on this show. They found out when they played together at festivals and such over the summer. I think they had a lot in common politically. And he would often be invited Alabaster to jump on stage and recite one of his poems over improvisations. From whence, I think, has come this. Pay attention to the words here. They are fantastic. This is the long version of what is a new single from Soccer 96 and Alabaster de Plume. I was gonna fight fascism.
I was gonna fight, I was gonna fight, I was gonna really angry with the other people fighting fascism, so I just went on Facebook and said nasty things instead. I was gonna fight fascism. I was gonna. But, well, I was afraid. But it sounds funny. But I didn't realize it at the time. I didn't realize, but looking at it now, I was afraid, and that's why I didn't fight. I was gonna fight fascism.
Oh, when you are interrogated for 7 nights and 7 days without any sleep, and God provided a mechanism I had never thought of at the time. I reached a point, I think a threshold, where the body could not take the pain anymore, and then I would faint. Those were the most beautiful moments. The body rested, and when they threw a bucket of water to wake me up, it didn't matter that I was soaking wet. I got up, I was so refreshed, and I started fighting all over again.
Dumama and Ketchu, who are a duo, South African vocalist Dumama and Ketchu, multi-instrumentalist from Algeria via Germany. There they were joined by Sia Makuzeni on vocals for Wessie Walking Mama from Buffering Juju. They put together our Freak Zone playlist for this week. Check it out at BBC Sounds, an hour's worth of their favourite underground and experimental music. Now, this is a curious and brilliant thing. Sam McLaughlin, who also makes music as Tongues of Light, put this out in January. I've only just gone into checking it out. It's on Bandcamp. It's a limited edition cassette, actually, I think, but I hope you can still get it digitally. It's called Todmorden Abduction Themes, inspired by the case of PC Alan Godfrey, who believes he was abducted by aliens in the lovely Pennine town of Todmorden in November 1980, while he was investigating a herd of cows wandering a council estate. This is so Freak Zone, isn't it? And so, I mean, it is one of the most well-documented and I think kind of well-believed, if that's a word, in the community around this, UFO abduction stories ever. So what Sam has done here is used just one monophonic Kawai 100 synthesizer made in the same year as the abduction, mark you, to make these two pieces, A and B, on this cassette, Todmorden Abduction Themes. And I think they're rather gorgeous. And if this isn't Freak Zone, I don't know what is. Thank you. Spooky. Section B of the Todmorden abduction themes. It's a limited edition cassette, I know, only 500 of them, but I think you can probably get downloads of the tracks by Sam McLaughlin. And I love that. At some point, we will play A, I fancy, for you. Always love to get your music, to get your emails, to get your letters. And I recently got a letter from Sarah Quance, who is in Sheffield, and says, I'm sending you an issue of a zine I bought recently because there's a great feature on Dungeon Synth, which I reckon you'll enjoy. Oh, Sarah, you've sent me down a right wormhole here. The magazine, by the way, is excellent. It's called Weird Walk. It's right up our street, Children of the Zone, all about freaky things and walking. But one of the articles in it that Sarah has pointed me to, the Solo Ramblers Dungeon Synth Primer. So essentially, let's do this quite briefly. Dungeon Synth is a kind of style of music, keyboard-based, as you think, often using very preset-y, if you see what I mean, sounds. And it is essentially a weird offshoot of black metal, but it is ominous, beautiful, medieval sounding. I think a lot of people use it as a soundtrack to when they're playing Dungeons and Dragons games. But it is. I've recently got fascinated by this because there's so, within the limits of the genre, there's quite a lot of difference in there from the pastoral to the really ominous. And Sarah has told me that she sent me a list of her top tracks, but I put together this, Sarah, while I didn't have your letter to hand. So I will go back into your list and pick out these tracks by Yerna and Spectral Kingdom and Chasm of Light by Iogon and Chaucerian Myth. I've been checking out. She says, I love the full-on synth preset sounds of these tracks. I'll be definitely exploring this. Oh, well, thank you so much, Sarah, for alerting me to this and sending me the zine, which if you want it back, I suppose I could pop it back. I've got your address. But I've picked a couple of tracks as a good primer to it. Old Tower is one of the sort of stalwarts of this movement, and we'll kick off with something from him, from Spectral Horizons. This is Old Tower and A Fortress of Sorrow.
Thank you.
That was Feel out of Salt Lake City and the more mellow end of Dungeon Synth. Before it, the more sort of spooky sound of it. A Fortress of Sorrow from Old Towers, Spectral Horizons. I'm finding out a lot about this. An album by a band called Thangorodrim seems to be, everyone regards it as the early classic of Dungeon Synth, so maybe I'll pick that as a featured album soon. But thank you so much, Sarah Quance, for sending me this. I'll pop your magazine back in the post to you. And if you want to send me stuff, you can do that by all means to the Freak Zone, which is at BBC Six Music, first floor, Dock House, Media City UK, Salford, M52LH. And if you want to share your thoughts about Dungeon Synth or anything, stuart.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. OOIOO are legends of the Japanese experimental scene. They got a new record out called Niji Muse, and from it, this is Kawasemi A. Niji Muzi by OOIOO is the first music from them since the sad passing of the group's co-founder Kyoko in 2015. It's the first music they've had out for sort of 6 years. The group was founded by Kyoko and Yoshimio, who was also a co-founding member of Boredoms in 1995. This is their new record, Niji Muzi, and that track was called Kawasemi A. Still to come, we got one more track from our featured album by Per Ubu. Life Freaks features Grim Grim, and I'll have something new and great from Tony Allen and the late Hugh Masekela after the Six Music News.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
It's 9:30, I'm Harvey Cook. In the past half hour, Downing Street has said that Boris Johnson has been admitted to hospital for tests as he continues to have symptoms of coronavirus 10 days after testing positive for the virus. More from our political correspondent, Chris Mason.
This was not an emergency admission. It was a decision taken on the advice of his doctor, and for purely precautionary reasons, it was decided that he should head in to a hospital. After more than 10 days of self-isolation, the British Prime Minister is in hospital tonight.
The Queen has said she believes that Britain will overcome the coronavirus if people remain united and resolute. In a rare address to the nation this evening, she said the disruption caused by the pandemic had brought grief to some and financial difficulties to many. The Queen said the nation had faced many challenges, but this one was different.
We will succeed, and that success will belong to every one of us. We should take comfort that while we may have more still to endure, better days will return. We will be with our friends again. We will be with our families again. We will meet again.
The Queen also praised NHS and care workers. The Health Secretary for England, Matt Hancock, has said rules on social distancing are mission critical to protecting the NHS and saving people's lives. This morning, he warned the government could ban outdoor exercise in public if people continue to ignore the restrictions. But he later said such changes were not imminent. The number of people who've died after testing positive for the virus in the UK has risen by 621, nearly 100 fewer than yesterday's figure. A nurse at a hospital in Liverpool was among the latest victims. Liz Glanister, a long-serving staff nurse at Aintree University Hospital, died on Friday. And Scotland's chief medical officer has been dropped as the face of a public health campaign after flouting her own advice that people should not leave their homes. Dr. Catherine Calderwood has apologised, visiting her second home in Fife. And that's the BBC News tonight.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music. Now on BBC Sounds.
6 Music.
Never, Lagos Never Gonna Be the Same, by Tony Allen and the late Hugh Masekela. It is the first music of Masekela's to be released since his passing in 2018. It's from a collaborative album between the two of them called Rejoice. I was going to say two giants of African music, two giants of music, full stop, really. The album's called Rejoice on World Circuit Records, coming out, in fact, it's out now. And that was the single from it, Lagos Never Gonna Be the Same. Let's dip back into Dub Housing from Per Ubu. It's our featured album for tonight from 1978. A couple more tracks, I Will Wait and Codex.
I'm
That was Codex, and before it, a track called I Will Wait by Pear Ubu out of Cleveland, Ohio. Legends of post-punk, and many people would argue that their best album is Dub Housing from 1978, their second album. It's been our featured album for tonight. Tell me whether you liked it. Whether you didn't, tell me anything you want to know or want to share with me. OK, Live Freaks now. Mark Riley featured on the 19th of February this year a session from Grim Grim.
Yeah.
That was Ono no Imoko from a new album called Visitations from the London-based guitarist and producer Leo Abrahams, who has worked with Eno and Jarvis, and New York City master musician and the boss of Figure Eight Records, Shahzad Ismaili. Guitar music duos influenced, it says here, by the meditative, subtly changing iterations of Morton Feldman, who we love, and the sonic austerity of early Roy Montgomery, who we love too. Visitations represents the sound of two slightly jet-lagged fellow travellers saying hello to each other before passing on through, says Leo Abrahams. Lovely. Ono no Imoko. Maybe lovely is not the right word, but certainly fascinating. And before it, Take Me Down to Coney Island from Grim Grim, our live freak section of the show tonight from a session recorded for Mark Riley on the 19th of February this year. Well, we're almost out of time. You can listen to this week's playlist, an hour's worth of tracks from Dumama and Ketchu at the BBC Sounds app. Don is next. I'll leave you with some ferocious hard bop recorded in Yokohama in August 1975, now available through BBE Records. Hideto Sasaki and Toshiyuka Sekini Quartet, Turquoise Twice from the new album Stopover. Good night.
Radio 6 Music.
Right now, 6 Music. It's Don Letts.